All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. We're glad to be here. Jason Ledlow here, Trevor Nelson, HGA Group. We've got HGA Fundraising, HGA Bid, HGA Golf, HGA Everything. It's the HGA world.
HGA Racing, because we're endurance athletes too. We're HGA Racing. That's a new one. That's a delusional one. But
I mean, if you've got like a walkathon, a marathon, a bikeathon, something like that, HGA Racing is here for you. So we're really excited.
Ooh, 5K fundraisers. Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, I don't want to get too far off from what we're doing because this has been coming up. We talked about it a little bit in our webinar, one of our past webinars, but it's really coming up with committees and boards and just having these life sucking money raising block people that just get in our way. And I just kind of had, you know, Trevor and I were talking about it. I was like, golly, we ought to just talk about this.
Well, we got it up, you said, last week on a webinar. But what's interesting is there isn't a week or a webinar or a guest that comes on or an attendee that doesn't bring up something about their committee or something that's bothering them about their committee, right? So it's time that we have this conversation.
It happens, you even, know, even when we're talking to nonprofits throughout the week. I mean, we talk to people from coast to coast.
Yeah.
And you know, they're always, yeah, like, well, you know, I've got my, got somebody on my committee. And there's always, it's funny. It's a no person, you know, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a glass half full or glass half empty person. Typically it's the glass half empty person.
Well, you know. I want to just go, you know what I want to say, tell those people, shut up. We don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
kick rocks.
I mean, just tell them. Yeah, exactly. Tell them to kick rocks because 99 times out of 100, they don't raise any money. They don't make it. They're the lowest on the donations deal. They'll tell you everything that's wrong with your deal, but they'll never bring a solution. They won't ever pick up the phone and call anybody and get anything.
I have a client. I have a client that is near and dear to us that we worked with for a long time that we actually really, really enjoy, obviously. And they have an organization they're working with where one of the committee members is trying to rearrange the marketing material. And what's weird to me about why it's a sticking point is that no one has ever asked us to do this before. So it's not like this person is a marketing genius or like the next Steve Jobs. You know what they are? They seem like they're just kind of a pain in the ass. And when they're asking for unreasonable concessions that don't help them raise more money, I think that the big thing that we could teach people or implore people to do is just say no. I mean, no's a good response.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, doesn't have to be a consensus where everybody goes yes. And sometimes it's at the end of the day, well, here's a great example. I mean, we do this in our company right here, don't we, Trevor? Trevor and I don't always see eye to eye on something, but I can tell you, once we make a decision and we get down with it, both of us, regardless of whose idea it was or whatever, we're both pushing that agenda 100%.
We're all in. And, we're all in.
You know, yeah. I think it's good. Yeah. I don't think you need a bunch of yes men or yes women or yes people to be on your committees and boards. I don't think that's a good thing either. I think it's good to have discussions and pushback and challenge and bring that stuff up. But what we're talking about, you know, we're talking about that because I think it's good to ask questions, to challenge. But I'm talking about the person that just sticks their heels in and just will not move. You know,
yeah, they're thinking about themselves before they think about the supporters. A lot of times we find in our experience, Jason has more experience because he sat on more committees than I have for sure. But that being said, you know, we just see people that are making decisions for donors before it's even time to make decisions. They make those decisions based on their own opinions and whatnot. And then you're talking about a certain character where their opinion is the only one that matters in their eyes. It's just not helpful. Especially when it comes to raising money, especially now with what we've seen over the last couple of years and how not easy, but if you're creative, if you're open-minded and if you're thoughtful and collaborative, how you can raise an exceptional amount of money right now.
Well, yeah.
We can't have those people.
And the thing is that ultimately, you know, Trevor, we talk about this all the time. If you're on a board, let's just take a board. Okay. Committees and boards are obviously some significant differences. If you're on a board, you are legally and financially responsible for that organization. If you're on a committee, it's just basically there's, you know, you don't have any legal or financial fiduciary duty to that organization. You should, you need to take it that way, but you don't. But let's take a board, for example. Boards are there for, you know, basically to hire and fire the CEO or the executive director. They're to help set some monetary policies, you know, to be a resource for the executive director and the executive staff. But mostly, they're there to raise money. They're there to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's the main things that they've got to do. You know, I see this time where you go get a board, you go to the board, you know, okay, we all try to get those skills that we don't have. You know, somebody tries to get somebody that's a lawyer. We try to get a CPA. You try to get maybe an entrepreneur or somebody who knows marketing, all those different viewpoints that they can bring. They bring this value to the organization. But it seems like there's always somebody and you're going, why the heck are they even on the board in the first place? They act, all they do is they say no. They don't want to be there. They don't offer any solutions. They don't write any checks. They don't call anyone. I mean, and it happens, the same thing happens in committees. And, you know, there's a committee that I was helping one time, and we're sitting there. This guy's a money guy. And what I mean by that, he works with people of wealth, you know, manages their funds, does all this stuff. And we're talking about it. And I said, you know, we're going through and just pulling names out of phones. Guy doesn't say a word. I said, bro, I know you know people. I said, this is what you do. Well, it'd be a conflict of interest, and I don't want to call any of my contacts or potential clients and all this. And I said, well, what do you think we're all doing? I mean, I just flat out called him on the carpet. Said, hey, exactly. Then why are you here?
Yeah.
And I mean, and I'm telling you, it was me and this guy and like six other ladies. And I think everybody goes, and you know what happened?
The guy
pulls his phone out and starts giving out names. And I said, we're not here going, you know, we're not selling Amway. Okay. This isn't a multi-level marketing deal where we're trying to get you to go do that. And I'm not knocking anybody who's listening, who does multi-level marketing, but that's not what this is. We're asking, you know, if we're here and we believe in the mission and I'm going to go talk to them, what, I mean, if you're ashamed to talk to anybody about the mission, you don't need to be on the committee anyway, because you don't believe in it.
You're probably not. Yeah. You don't need to be there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're talking about having a difficult conversation. We have this, we say this a lot. We remind people of this a lot. You have to have that difficult conversation, because a new theory that I'm adhering to is, conflict avoided is conflict multiplied. So if you avoid having that conversation with someone on your committee, it's going to end up costing you time, resources, obviously money for the organization. And you could be doing some heavy lifting, but that person or people are weighing you down. Another thing that we notice from listening to all the folks that are on the webinars every week, and everyone we get to talk to every week in general, clients and what have you, is that everyone agrees it's one person, or everyone knows who this person is, who's the drag, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's not a mystery who these people are. You know what I mean? They're the ones that suck the life.
And I've said like that because that's what it is. I was helping a group get a deal. This is the board. And we were doing the same thing, doing a people exercise, just getting everybody ready, going through and getting names. The guy gave three names, and somebody had told me beforehand, well, you know, so-and-so, he's a founding board member. First thing the guy does, well, I've been here for 26 years, which I'm sitting there going, well, that's 20 years too long. You know, you should never be on a board. No one should hold a board that long, ever. Anybody out there that's listening, that if you've got a board that's got that, you need to change your bylaws and get people out. So, because that doesn't mean they can't support your, you know, it's a non-paid position. So that doesn't mean they can't help and write checks and become a donor and a supporter and an advocate. They just don't need them on the board. You need to rotate and get new people in. But, you know, the other thing, Trevor, that we come up a lot on, you said something about conflict avoidance. This is the thing. I remember I asked this question to a bunch of entrepreneurs one time, and I said, who here seeks out conflict? Who here doesn't have that? Not one person raised their hand. Who here avoids conflict at all costs? Everybody raised their hand. Now, these are hard charging business people. men and women that are out there in the deal, you know, and I'm hold, y'all can't see this probably, but I'm holding my fingers up with in quotes. They're all that way. Everybody is. Trevor and I are that way. I don't like conflict. I don't want to go and fist fight with somebody or talk to them or have to can have a conversation. I dread it.
Most people aren't built that way. Yeah. Yeah. Who wants to, but you have to, but still
the people that are that way are that way because it's some insecurity or that they're just bullies. You know, somebody that's not reluctant about going into to doing that. But most of the time, having that uncomfortable conversation is just simply to say, hey, Trev, we need to have an uncomfortable conversation. We got something we need to talk about. And, you know, it's not fun. It's not anything exciting, but it needs to happen. Maybe, you know, get your power together and go talk to him. And don't make it an either or. Just say, look, it seems like every time we're sitting down having a conversation, all you get, you know, I you have all these great ideas, but you're not picking up a shovel. We need people to pick up the shovel. Yeah, I know. I understand that we need to dig a moat, but, you know, we've all got that. Don't tell us how to do it. Grab a shovel and help us dig. Or, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, man, we need to call out there and, you know, we need to get on the phones. They never pick their phone up.
Yeah, it's common in a lot of offices, I'm sure. It's common in a lot of interpersonal settings, small group settings and whatnot. There's, you know, if it doesn't happen, that's fantastic if you can avoid it. But there's going to be a bad apple. There's going to be some dead weight. And we're just noticing a lot of this feedback from a lot of people. And we just wanted to speak on it because it comes up every single week. Just got to remove those life-sucking committee members that don't help you.
Well, and more something, money. You know, there was somebody we were talking to, and she said, well, but if I took those people off my committee, I wouldn't have a committee. Get them off.
Yeah.
One thing, sometimes you have to look in the mirror because if, you know, if everybody's fighting against you, maybe you're the reason. So sometimes we have to have that conversation with ourselves, but truly, if you're trying to work a committee, you've got a committee that you're working with to do a fundraiser or anything for that matter. If they're not, everybody's not paddling the same way, pulling the rope the same way, whatever you want to, you know, lift in together, it increases the drag, the effort of everybody else multiple times. You're better to get them off, have them not show up, maybe hurt their feelings and get them to go away to help your cause, because you wind up pissing everybody off if you don't. If you're an executive director or you're a director of development, or if you're a committee chair and you're doing that, you've got to think about the health of your committee and your board all the time. And no different in staff. You know, if you've got staff and you've got somebody that is just everybody's just tense around them, you might need to get rid of them. That's just, and everybody goes, well, we need the help. Well, no, you don't. There's never been a time that I've ever had somebody seen that where that person was gone and everybody didn't have a sigh of relief. So,
no, it becomes cancerous. It becomes cancerous, man. And it completely defeats the entire purpose. You can always, you know, at the end of the day, you can always rely on the mission. It's like, hey, we're here to do something. We're a team. We're building towards something. You always have the mission to fall back on. You don't have to make it your own personal opinion or, hey, we don't like you. We're trying to raise money and you're not helping.
We used to say, you know, back in the fire department, I'm going to have to shame them into something. We don't have to necessarily do that. But sometimes you just got to have that conversation. Hey, you know, we're on the committee. You were here. Everybody agreed to make 10 calls to call these people.
Yes.
I need you to call them.
Yes.
We all agreed to it. You agreed just like everybody else. So I just need to know, are you going to hold
metrics.
Up? Because everybody You're
else. Metrics. Yeah.
And peer pressure. Yeah. It's really simple. And I think that's a really
measurable goal setting metrics. Yeah. I love that.
Well, I've been on committees where we went around the room. And everybody shook their head yes to say they were going to do it. Now we know this, life happens, you know, especially the last couple of years, we know that. But if we're going around the room and I go, hey, Trevor, are you good to make your 5 calls? Yep. Courtney, are you good to make your 5 calls? Okay. I'm good to make my phone call. That's 15 calls. Are we all good to have it done by Friday?
Yep.
We all agree. We're going to get it done by Friday. Okay. I'm going to call you at noon on Friday and you're going to have these all done. Absolutely. Now we've got some peer pressure. We've all agreed to, because nobody wants to be a liar. Okay. Yeah. You know, we don't want to be forsworn. We don't want to sit there, you know, again, life happens. We're not here to just to beat somebody up if they don't, but probably one of the number one things that in my experience with committees and boards is that we don't hold people accountable. We can sit there and go, why is Jason being, Jason's such a a-hole. Every time he comes in, he does, well, because nobody's holding me accountable. You know, I've got to be held accountable. You know, he says he's going to do this, doesn't do anything. Has all these great ideas, never shows up, whatever. So, and sometimes it's okay. You know, sometimes somebody's in a situation, they're trying to show up, they're trying to be a part, but they've got some life circumstance going on and they're looking, waiting for a way out. And you can say, look, do you still want to be on the committee? Well, I do. It seems like you've got a lot on your mind, like you're, you know, something's going on, and maybe having a candid conversation with them, uncomfortable conversation, if you will, to say, hey, what's going on? You know, the last three times we've had a committee meeting, it's been, you know, it's like you're trying to stop everything in its tracks. What's really going on? Maybe somebody who knows them well, maybe it's not, you know, you, maybe you need to reach out to somebody on the committee and say, hey, have you talked to Trevor in a while? Golly, he seems like he's just, every time we bring something up, it's a fight and an argument. So sometimes the bigger the issue is, the harder deal, the more important it is that you take action.
Yep. That's
what I was trying to say.
I love that. Having a common goal, and it doesn't matter if you have to remind everyone that you're all on the same page doing all the same thing. What made me think about those measurables that you talked about, hey, we all agree to make 10 phone calls. Amy Myers, who's, you know, pretty much a regular, you know, partner with the webinars and has been on more than anyone else, is a huge proponent of that. And she works with a ton of different committees and a ton of different personalities, and they raise a ton of money. And she's a huge believer in those metrics or measurables, and holding people to it, and then communicating about it, whether it be weekly, monthly, or however often you meet, just to make sure that we're all hitting those numbers, right? Right, the proverbial we. But she's a huge believer in that. So,
yeah, that's so true. And so I think that, you know, we start off, once you're in the middle of it, you got to have that uncomfortable conversation. But if you're about to get a committee together or you're about to get involved and you've got something come up, I think it's a really good point to have accountability and let people know whenever you bring them on a board, whether you bring them on a committee and say, you know, if you want to serve on this committee, that's great. Mm-hmm. We want you. But, you know, everybody has there's an expectation.
And that's okay. And you'll know right away. You'll know right away.
Yeah. We're starting, you know, this committee, I think it's good to tell somebody, don't say, hey, you want to show up to this committee and draft them in.
Yep.
Tell them up front.
Yep.
Trevor, I need you to be able to show up for the next 4 months. We're going to start off meeting monthly. Then we're going to start up every 2 weeks. And then we're going to probably have a phone call every week up until the event.
We're leaning on you, they say. I love it.
Well, hey, listen, get those people off, you know, if they're on there, get them off, and then don't let them on.
And let us know if we can help.
All right. Hey, well, if you got anything out of this, if this helped you at all, please give us a like, share it with somebody else. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you back here next time.